Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. So how are you this evening? Fine? That's what everybody says. Then you ask again, yes, but how are you really? Then they start to give their organ recital. Full details about their bunions, how the dog went on fire last night after the house flooded. But other than that, they're fine. I mention this because the theme tonight is suffering, the problem of human suffering, to be more precise. We're not the only creatures to suffer. In fact, other creatures have to suffer, us humans, causing many of their problems. But we only have half an hour, so let's make a wee stab at trying to get answers to our own suffering. We all suffer. Wealth, position, power, learning, goodness, none of them exempt us. So to get us in the mood, here's Anne Murray, expressing our desire for a little good news in the middle of all our anguish.
I rolled out this morning, the kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. Need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story's one more than I can stand. Just once, how I'd like to see the headline say, not much to print today, can't find nothing better to say. Because nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town. Nobody OD'd, nobody a single building down. Nobody fired a shot in anger. Nobody had to die in vain. Sure could use a little good news today. I'll come home this evening. The news will be the same. Somebody takes a hostage, somebody steals a plane. How I want to hear the anchor man talk about a county fair and how we cleaned up the air, how everybody learned to care. Oh, tell me, nobody was assassinated in the whole third world. Children had to do was play. And everybody loves everybody in the good old USA. We sure could use a little good news today.
Well, the good news tonight is that I will be bringing you good news on the subject of suffering a little later in the programme. But first, let's be a little clearer just what the problem is. You see, there's the sheer physical pain, but there's also the mental anguish that surrounds it. You go into hospital with a sore leg, but lying in bed, you worry about having an operation, leaving your family to the mercy of each other at home. There's grief, loneliness, depression, spiritual loss of faith, relational difficulties, fear, addiction, alienation, racism, guilt, shame, bullying, the list goes on and on. Suffering comes in many varieties. There is personal suffering and corporate suffering as families, congregations, groups, communities, nations and as a world. There is war, famine, AIDS, dictatorship, abuse of human rights, floods and earthquakes. But all of these many versions of suffering can be boiled down to one or two core problems. If we are non-believers in God, atheists, we have a slight dilemma. We want to scream out and rant and rail against God for all the suffering in the world and in our own personal world, but then we remember that he doesn't exist, so we can't. We have to account for all the world's problems without recourse to a God who is somehow responsible. And if there's no God, who is next in line to blame if not ourselves? Oops. On the other hand, if we do believe in a God of power and of love, then the problem only heightens and focuses on that. If he's powerful, why doesn't he manage to stop suffering? And if he's loving, why doesn't he want to stop it? So why is there suffering? Who causes it? Who is to blame? Down the centuries, discussion has focused upon four possible answers. This whole subject of suffering is called theodicy. And if we treat this matter like the Oscar award ceremony, I can announce it like this. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the Theodicy Oscar. In the category of why is there suffering, who is to blame for causing it, the four nominations are as follows. The first nomination is, it's just life, que sera sera, it's just the way the cookie crumbles, everybody hurts. So here's R.E.M. to sing it. So why is there suffering? The first nomination is that everybody hurts. It's the way life is. The second nomination is that it's ourselves. We shoot ourselves in the foot. We cause our own problems. Here's Tracy Chapman singing Why.
Enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Why are the lizards called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. Time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, there's some who seek the truth. But tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, all is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon, when the blind remove their blinders and the speeches speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? And why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free.
So why is there suffering? Is it just the way the cookie crumbles, que sera sera? Is it ourselves shooting ourselves in the foot? Well, the third nomination for the Oscar award is the devil, evil. Gremlins, demons, the ones who roll the marbles down the hill to trip us up. Here's Stryper to sing To Hell with the Devil.
Thank you.
So why is there suffering? It's just life, or we shoot ourselves in the foot, or it's the devil. Or the fourth nomination is God himself, directly, maybe to punish or educate, and maybe indirectly, in the sense that, well, he's in charge, is he not? He has the ultimate responsibility. Here's David Gray to sing Ain't No Love.
I believe there were a God out in the starry firmament. As it is, it's just a lie, and I'm here eating up the boredom on an island of cement. Give me your ecstasy, I'll feel it. Open window and I'll steal it, baby, like it's heaven sent. This ain't no love that's guiding me. Some days I'm bursting at the seams with all my half-remembered dreams, and then it shoots me down again. Feel the dampness as it creeps. I hear you coughing in your sleep beneath a broken window pane. Tomorrow, girl, I'll buy you chips, a lollipop to stain your lips, and it'll all be right as rain. This ain't no love that's guiding me. This ain't no love that's guiding me. Trees, the fruit of rain is hanging trembling in the branches like a thousand diamond buds, waiting there in every pause. That old familiar fear that claws you tells you nothing and no good. Pulling back, you see it all down here, so laughable and small, hardly a quiver in the dew. This ain't no love that's guiding me.
So there you have it, eloquently sung, the wisdom of the ages in wrestling with the problem of suffering and why we have to endure it. So the four nominations are, it's just life, it's ourselves, it's the devil, or it's God. And the winner is, dramatic pause here, all four. No, it's not a cop-out, that's the truth. Life is complicated. And the same event can be interpreted from all four angles or on four levels. For example, if I have a car crash, you could say that that's life, these things happen. You could say it was my own fault for driving too fast. Or you could say that the devil was out to get me. Or you could say that God was punishing me for speeding. Or he was sending this thing to try me and refine my character. You could also argue that God subcontracted the devil to test me out with one of those things that just happen in life, especially when we drive too fast. That was the question why or what causes suffering. We can also ask why from another angle. Why in the sense of, for what purpose is there suffering? What can it be used for? Basically, there are two schools of answers. The Augustinians, who follow Augustine, they say, it is punishment. It's the consequence of our own faults. We're lucky it isn't worse. We deserve what we get. On the other hand, Irenaeans, who follow Irenaeus, they see suffering more positively, as a natural part of life, as growing pains, like teething or teenage rebellion. It's all part of growing up. Although the pain is real, it's for a constructive purpose, namely our growth and development. In other words, no pain, no gain. As you can see, there's a lot to be said under why suffering. But after all is said and discussed, it's still not clear what the answers are. That's why we call it the mystery of suffering. We will never have all the answers till we get to heaven and ask Jesus face to face. But we can learn a little bit more and more as we step into the receding mist of the mystery. Sometimes when we're caught up in a storm of suffering, all we can do is what fishermen do in storms. They just batten down the hatches and they ride out the storm. Later on, we can reflect and discuss the whys and wherefores. During the storm, all we can do is hold tight and face it with God's help and strength beyond our own strength, with the love that will not exempt us from storms, but the love that will hold us by the hand and never let us go throughout the storms of life. That was the Glasgow Phoenix Choir. The book of Job in the Bible is all about the problem of human suffering, as is Psalm 73. They're both worth studying in detail. In the end, they both discover that suffering is an endless mystery, but we can choose to face it alone, blaming God, or we can face it together with God as our strength and support. Job's statement of faith in the end is, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In a moment, we'll finish with a song using these words. It was written by a man who suffered the tragedy of his child dying. I hope this has shed some light on why we suffer. Tune in again, same time next week, to 3TFM to hear part two, which will deal with the far more important question of how. How can we cope with suffering? If you think about it, we only ask why in the hope that it will give us an answer, which will answer how to cope with it. Christianity has much more to say about how to cope than it does about why it happens. Anyway, win, lose or draw, blessed be the name of the Lord.
All of you is more than enough for all of me, for every thirst and every need. You satisfy me with your love, and all I have in you is more than enough. Satisfy me with your love and all. more than enough.